Welcome, everybody. Share number 1550. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabbi and Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe Lerfuah Shleima Yaakov Ben Sarah. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, we're trying to finish up the halachas of Shtari Hadyotis. Very interesting sugya. So we established the fact, what is the Shtari Hadyotis? In other words, just reading, not moving and not even saying with your mouth, but we established the fact, just mamish reading bills, bank statements, checks, anything of possibly contracts, these various different type of things, one is not allowed to read on Shabbos. We established the fact last year from Nissen Karelis that said that just Ria Ba'alma, somebody just happens to see it, whatever the case is, they took a quick glance, so that would be okay, like just see the company or whatever the case is. Well, oh, what is this? Again, I'm not moving it. Oh, it happens to be a bank statement. Okay, but that's not the issue. That's not the problem. The problem is the actual reading. Imam is reading it, and we started to talk, very interesting, from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that this would actually fall under Mimsai Chefsecha. The Sefer Klolim brought down on page Kuf Nun Aleph that because of the fact that you're Mahar, even though you're doing it, it really falls under thinking, and thinking on Shabbos for an Isser is not the issue. You're allowed to think about a Malach on Shabbos, you just can't talk about it, that you're going to do it right during the week, but you're allowed to think about it, the letter of the law. But when it's recognizable, said the Shulchan Aruch Rav, like in the case in time when somebody's reading a bank statement and they're scanning, they're going through it with they're reading it, even though they're not saying the words, so that falls under Mimsai Chefsecha. So one has to be careful not to do that on Shabbos. And he compares it, a very interesting, how he brings down Sefer Klolim from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, how the Shulchan Aruch Rav compares it to the field, right? Like to the construction site. So Kamoisha Bechlal, he says over there, just like you're allowed to take a walk, even though they're building for you a house on a certain block, right? And this and this block, they're building a house. I'm allowed to take a walk down the block. The block is not usur for me to go on. I'm just not allowed to go and start looking into the construction site where they're building my house, right? To start looking at this, looking at that. That's Mimsai Chefsecha. I'm allowed to take a walk. So you can't go mamish to go see what you need, but to take a walk, that's okay. So he compares it to that. Mitzad atzmai, that's okay. Vagam hir b'tzorchei sadeu, and you're allowed to even think about what you need in the house. You're at home. You're allowed to think about, oh well, you know, we need a new kitchen. We need a new this or whatever. Avol b'kein kevin shenikur. But if everybody sees that you're walking there, mamish to go to the site, right? That's where you have bishvil. Is also Mishum Mimsa Chefsecha. That's the issue of Mimsa Chefsecha. It becomes recognizable. Oh, hey, why is this guy going over there to his construction site? Good, he's not doing malacha, but he's going there to see what they need. So the same thing by the Shtari Adyatis, by the bank statements and all these things and contracts and bills and whatever the case might be, looking at that on Shabbos is something that's very similar to the case of going to see their field or construction site or so on. So that's a very interesting thing. What the Isser is all about brings on the Sefer Shulchan Aruch Rav. The Aruch HaShulchan Taka says that if you're going to say it with your mouth, then it's V'dah V'davah. That's the Isser V'dah V'davah, right? If I'm reading the contract, right? I'm reading the contract. I'm reading the plans to build the house or whatever the case is, right, with my mouth, and I'm saying it out, so that's the Isser V'dah V'davah. It's only over there where you're reading it with your eyes. So that is that also falls under the question of, like we said last time, Shami Yimchaik, not just the problem of Mimsa Chefsecha, but also the problem of one might come to erase, definitely if you're looking at a contract or you're looking at plans in reference to building a house or whatever the case is. Of course, you might come to erase, right? I'd rather have this over there or the other thing over here, or the sink has to go over there, whatever the case is. So you have to, so that's another issue of Shema Yimchaik. A person might come to erase something on the bill, the bank statement, especially when it comes to money, whatever, something along those lines or contracts. Okay, so an interesting thing brings down the Sefer Klolim that, okay, so we know, so it falls on the, so reading these things, right, bank statements, contracts, bills, all these various different type of things fall under the issue of it's two problems, Mimsa Chefsecha, and also you might come to erase. So the question is, what's the difference? Is there a difference of Mimsa Chefsecha or Shem Yimchaik? So he says, yeah, there is, because a Makkah Mitzvah, as we know, by Mimsa Chefsecha is Mutter, right? If in case of time it's a Makkah Mitzvah, possibly for a shul or whatever the case might be, so then we could possibly say that reading these statements, bank statements, right, contracts, building a shul or whatever, or statements for the shul, or beis medrash, or learning, or something like that, that would be okay. But makam mitzvah shetam mimsei chavsecha, the surim of mimsei chavsecha is mutter. The darshin chavsecha is surim, chavsecha shemayim is mutterim. Avol shemayim chayik is aser. But if there's a question, you might come to erase and rewrite something. Oh, it says $20, I really need $25, right? It says $100, I really need $110. Or it's really, you know, make it $95, something like that. So you might come to erase, so then there's no heter of mitzvah. You can't just do isurim on Shabbos. There's certain times that we gave you certain leeways, like mimsech hefsecha. But just tam, because of how it says in the pasuk, chefse shemayim is okay, whatever. But you can't just go do something where Gezeres Chazal, you can't just do because of the Makam Mitzvah. Yeah, well, there's also to do on Shabbos, so now it's a mitzvah, so I'll do it. You can't do that. So because of the Shema Yimchak, you might come to erase, so therefore even the Makam Mitzvah, the Shtar Hedyaitis, would be also to read on Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop. We'll continue next time. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and Baruch HaKol Tuv.